Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, I'm waiting for Ada Marie to call in. I just talked to her on my home line, so I'm wondering if she's having a problem calling in. So what I'm going to do before I announce her, which of course I can't do without her in the studio, is I'm going to play a new thought song by Jennifer Farron, and I'm going to try contacting her. So hang in there, folks. Don't worry, I'll be right back. So here it is, Throw It All Away by Jennifer Farron, and Ada Marie should be in the studio directly. Ada Marie is on the line, and we had a little bit of confusion with getting her into the studio, but everything's okay. So hang on there.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Let me just introduce you, Ada Marie.
I'll let you do that.
Okay. Well, Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, a healer, a life coach, and a counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Surrounded by these remarkable seers, it was commonplace to communicate with heightened mental awareness. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. Ada Marie continues to be available to help those who seek the truth. In her lengthy career, she produced and starred in 32 television shows in the United States relating to color, dreams, channeling, and crystals, and appeared in 6 English television productions. In addition, she was a featured guest on numerous radio shows in Texas, Florida, New York, and California. For 17 of the 28 years, Ada Marie resided in the Los Angeles area, where she taught metaphysical classes and authored and self-published 5 books. For the past 25 years, Ada Marie hosted numerous seminars for students and corporations and held retreats in the Sedona area, which has led to her present retreat center in Oracle, Arizona, the Golden Oracle. She has created a space for individuals who truly want to make a change in their life, a place for individuals to come and reconnect with their own personal being and leave with a sense of confidence, strength, and wisdom. And so it's my pleasure to introduce Ada Marie. Ada Marie, how are you tonight?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm fabulous, too. I'm so glad that you were able to join me. I was a little concerned with our telephone situation, but it all worked out, and I had faith that it would. So where shall we begin tonight? What would you like to talk about? I'm going to ask you that.
Well, I was thinking about that earlier, and I was thinking about what really is important in a person's life, and the real thing that's important is the truth with themselves. You have to like yourself. I like me so you can. And in my classes in California, every class started out with that particular lesson. I would say, okay, now how many of you did the exercise? I like me so you can. Because if you don't like yourself, how can anybody else?
How true.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
And they turn away wonderful accolades, they turn away wonderful opportunities because they don't like themselves enough to try. It doesn't matter if you know everything because nobody does. What matters is that you know your truth and you hold to that truth. So again I say, I like me so you can. And if you don't like me, that's perfectly fine. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to go on doing what I know I can do best, and that is to help people. If they have a question and I can help them, I'm here to do it. And you know, David, I'll tell you this. Most people don't trust themselves. It's not the other people. They don't trust themselves. And that's the big problem. And a lot of times that comes from parents who are overbearing, parents who take too much control. A lot of times it comes from bosses that have put their head on their people, and their people can't do a good job because they feel a fear. So, again, I'm telling you, the truth of the matter is you must like yourself. I like me so you can, and I know you like you so you can, and therefore we can help people. If we don't have that attitude, we can't do anything because there's nothing to do. Correct.
Well, how can we help people to like themselves, to learn to like themselves and trust themselves?
Well, I will tell you how. My grandma taught.
Okay.
Okay. The first thing you do is you thank God for your many blessings, because those blessings that you've been empowered with come directly from Him. They don't come from anything else. They come from the Father. And if you're supposed to learn something, it's amazing how He drops a book or the person or whatever it takes to get you to understand what you need to know. It just is very amazing how He can do that. And I have to say, this is funny, but this is an exercise I gave my classes. If you look in the mirror when you get up in the morning and you thank God that you have another wonderful day, and you tap your temples and say, I like me so you can. I like me so you can. And do it 10 times in the morning and 10 times before you go to bed. I'll guarantee you that in less than a month you'll like yourself, and you won't be doing anything that to yourself that you don't like.
Mm.
You'll just simply say, no, that's not part of me. I know it.
So that tapping the temples must be significant in terms
well,
of...
It's talking to the brain. I had one student who said, and this was in 86, she said, she did the first part. Then she said, with a big grin on her face, I tapped my temples to win the lottery. So everybody in class laughed. We laughed really hard. It was really funny. Well, it was about 14 months later, she won the lottery. And then she had it. And she said, it happened. I said, well, you're the one who did it. You're the one who put it there. And another lady had been going to college writing a thesis, and she was tapping her temples to write the thesis, and it was working. So after a while, a lot of people were tapping their temples to win the lottery. She actually won it twice. She said, if I can win it once and I can pay my parents' mortgage off and help my parents, then I'll be happy. So she kept on tapping her temples, and she won. She paid her parents' mortgage off. She got them a new car, and then she helped her sister go to college. So she kept on doing it, and she did win a second time. And that time, I told her, I said, you should do something for yourself. You should get out of your apartment and buy a place that's fitting for you. Not anybody else, just something that you will like. And everybody in class agreed that she should do that. Well, it took her about a year and a half to find a place that she felt good with, and she bought. And she had saved her money, and she had put it in, you know, whatever you do with it so it gets interest. And by the time she found something that she really wanted, she had enough money to pay cash for her property. So that turned into be a really wonderful thing. Another lady won the lottery, and she simply got up and moved out of New York City and went back to Texas. She said, I got enough money to go home and live good. So that's what she did.
So I love to hear stories
like
that.
Because thoughts are things. Believe me, thoughts are things. If you think it, be careful what you think. Don't send out thoughts in haste of something negative, because it will come home to roost. It will sit right on your doorstep. So be sure when you're thinking that you are thinking positive, happy, healthy, and friendly. Smile. You'd be amazed how many times a smile can save somebody's life. Believe me, that's true.
Now, you're a conscious medium, and I think in order for us to properly harness our thoughts and put them in a powerful expression, we do need to remain conscious. Would you be willing to talk about the importance of maintaining awareness and what steps a person can take in order to remain so?
Well, as a little girl, my great-grandmother and my grandmother were both mediums and seers. And their answer to that question was, stop thinking. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but a lot of people do dumb thinking. I'm telling you, they do. And
I'll
say to people,
It makes sense to me. We clutter our brains with all kinds of silly thoughts.
With junk. And all that junk comes into their life and they don't know why it's there. But if you be aware of your thoughts and hold them to a positive, strong, healthy, and friendly energy, you will receive that. You know, I was stabbed 26 times, remember?
I do.
And I did not go back to the doctor after being in the hospital for 30 days. But I did call my grandmother and my great-grandmother, too. And they told me what to do. And I did what they told me. Now, a lot of things they said were not very, very nice or easy or tasty, for sure, not tasty. But I did what they told me. And today, I'm perfectly healthy. Today, I have the use of my right arm, which was severed. I have the use of my stomach. I have the use of my colon. I have the use of my lung. All these things I was able to bring back because I followed the instruction I was given.
Mm-hmm.
So thoughts are things. If you do, if you see yourself and you think you're sick, you're going to be sick. But if you say to that thought, get off my back, stay away from me, I don't need you, it'll go away because it's not welcome. You see, people have to stop their dumb thinking. A lady came in, she said, I got pneumonia. I said, what do you mean you got pneumonia? She said, well, I got pneumonia. I said, well, here. I dumped some kerosene under her tongue and gave her a cup of coffee. And she quit wheezing and she quit coughing. And I said, now go home and go to bed and stay there for 2 days. She did. And she was fine. I mean, that's all it took. Just a little kerosene under her tongue. And that was it. The pneumonia was gone. So,
well, you
but
do
she
have
had,
a...
But she had to
go
home and go to bed.
So she took your advice.
Yeah. And she was fine. Ever since
mm-hmm.
then, she's had her little bottle of kerosene. And whenever winter comes and she starts to... When she starts to get it, she takes a little and goes to bed. And that's it. She hasn't had a cold now for the last 6 years.
That's wonderful.
You have to take care of yourself, honey. You
mm-hmm.
are the only one, you and God. You're the only two that can really take care of you. So do what you get, give, do what you're given. Just recently, I got to share this. Just recently, we had stopped in a restaurant to eat, my husband and I, and a lady
mm-hmm.
waited on us, and she said, just out of nowhere, she said, you know, I said I was having my eye, I was having trouble with my eye. And she came back to the table and she said, you know what? I was told to eat pecans every night, a handful of pecans before I went to bed. And my vision came back perfect in less than 3 months. And I thought to myself, I said, well, that's wonderful. Coming home, I said to Mark, I said, I hate to tell you this, but we're buying some pecans, and I'm eating them every night. Because that
was
something that I did not know, David, and it's a thing to share. If anybody's having eyesight trouble and that one eye would go blind every so often, this is only the, sixth day, and I closed my other eye this morning, and I could actually see the trees and the leaves on the trees. So
beautiful.
I'm eating my pecans every night.
Good for you.
So,
well, you do have a practical
that.
Book of wisdom, Ada Marie. Is that something that people can get from you if they're interested?
They can, yes, it's 82 pages of home remedies from way back. And now I have about three more to add, and the pecan eating is one of them. But I sell
mm-hmm.
that book for $75. And hopefully, right now, it's in sheets. It's in those sheets, you know. But soon I'm going to take it down and get it, published. And I'll hand publish it. I've published 5 books, and so this one I will. Every time I publish a batch of books, they get bought before I get away from the store that I pick them up at. So
that's wonderful.
I'm going to try to keep this batch till I get home, and I will be able to. Somebody told me to fix it and put it on the internet and sell it in my store. What do you think of that?
I think that's a wonderful idea. Yep, you could make it a lot more reasonable for people and very easy to access. Yep, I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Speaking of your store, if people want to get in touch with you, they need to go to thegoldenoracle.com.
Right.
And there they can find out all about Ada Marie and the things that you do, the services that you offer. And I wonder if you'd like to talk a little bit about that before we start taking phone calls.
Well, I do private counseling on the phone, of course, but my store has several things in it. It has Miracles in Your Fingertip books, which I think you can download, and you're supposed to be able to download the relaxation tape. That's there too, and if you can't unload it, they need to call me and let me know so I can get a hold of the company that put it together. Anyway, we're up in Oracle, and we're a long way from the main city, so sometimes I have to take things into town to get them done, you know, to get it right. But I have copies of both here that I would send to them if they wish. And I just shipped 25 bags of the stress bath because the one doctor that buys it for his patients, he said, can you send me 40 or 50? I said, right now I can send you 25. And he said, can you ship them today? And I said, yes, because he sells them to his patients. And he said, one or two of those baths, and those people come in and they're feeling like all the pain is gone from their body. So I think that's a good thing too. And I don't know if it's even on the site. If people are interested in it, they can call and I can send it. It's heavy to they get enough for two baths in each bag. So it's heavy to send. I just shipped 20 bags to New Orleans, and it's wonderful. I mean, I use it myself. I don't sell anything I don't use myself. So,
shall we take a few phone calls and we can chat in between them?
That's good.
All right. Our first caller is Wendy, and Wendy, you're live on the air with Ada Marie.
Thank you, David. Hello, Ada Marie.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Well, can I ask you a question about employment?
Yes.
Thank you. I had a 90-minute interview for a call center position for medical insurance last Friday. And then I also applied for another job at TriWest, medical insurance as well, call center. And I have an in-person interview this coming Monday at 2 p.m., and it's a panel interview. Do you see me getting employed soon, and hopefully it'll last several years?
The one interview, you can last as many as 15 or 20 years. I believe it's number two, as I was looking at your energy pattern. Did you particularly like that person?
The 90-minute interview, his energy exhausted me. Very nice person, but I wouldn't really think that would be my first choice. This job that I'm interviewing with on Monday at 2, I'm excited about, and I'm hope it's the military and talking about medical insurance on the phone. And so when you say number 2, do you mean that one?
Well, that one looks very promising for you, but of course, number 3, you haven't interviewed yet. So if you can pass the test, you could get that one too.
Oh, is there going to be a test to pass?
Mm-hmm. So go
what
in there with
test?
A smile. You know,
that
covers everything, really. But yes, they will interview you for your abilities and It's not a test like paper test. It's a test.
What kind of a test is it?
Like how you would handle people.
How you could work with people.
Yeah.
Okay. And if they like me, then I would start the following Monday on September 26th. But I also need longevity. So I'm 65, Ada. And mm-hmm. all I need is about 5 years. So for this job that I'm interviewing on Monday, I'm not quite sure. Are you saying I will get it and it'll last several years?
It'll last a number of years, more than five.
Okay. And also, Ada, I had two surgeries on my ring finger last year. Three doctors said cancer and amputation, but my parents in heaven were saying, no, doctors don't know everything. And I did not have cancer, and I do not have cancer, and they did a reconstruction, so I still have my finger. And I, when the hands are bandaged, the fingers get stiff and kind mm-hmm. of curled up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my ring finger, my baby finger, and the middle finger a little bit, but right now I'm really worried about my little finger. Will those fingers straighten out at all?
Will they what?
Will my baby finger and ring finger straighten
They'll
out?
They'll straighten out if you work with them.
Okay.
You have to work with them. In my right hand, after the stabbing, I had two fingers that worked, and the other fingers were not able to work. So I worked and worked, and every day, whenever I was sitting down or having lunch or waiting for somebody, I stroked those fingers forward and told them how perfect they were, and it worked. And now I can type again.
Wonderful. Well, I can type fairly well, and I hope to be. They're going to tell me either way pretty quickly because the job starts on the 26th, so that's less than a week after my interview. So. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you.
Well, and I'm happy to see you get that job.
Well, thank you. And my beloved brother David passed on March the 2nd of this year.
Oh.
You've had quite a year, Wendy.
Yeah.
And I see all good blessings coming your way. Keep the faith. Yes, and just keep envisioning what it is that you desire.
Thank you. Hold the vision. Hold it. Keep it moving forward, positive.
Thank you both.
Thanks for calling, Wendy. God bless, hon.
God bless you. Thank
you. Okay, sorry to have cut you off there. Our next caller is Holly. And Holly,
Hi.
You're live on the air.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hi, Holly. What can I do for you?
Is it okay just to get a message from friends or family on the other side?
You did what?
May I have a message from friends or family on the other side?
Oh, okay. Are you asking for a message?
Yes, please.
Well, now, that takes time, Holly. Sometimes they'll come right away, and sometimes they won't. So unless we could get someone, you have to give a name. If they come in right away, I will talk to them. If not, you'll have to call, and we'll have to wait. Sometimes they come later, and we're on the radio now, so we're not going to have a lot of minutes to wait.
Okay, James.
What's the name?
James.
James what?
McCauley.
McCauley?
Yeah.
Okay. James McCauley, are you present? Is James McCauley about 5'11" or so?
Yes.
Does he have dark hair?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a question?
No, I don't know what to ask. Just in the next 6 months, am I going to meet a man or new man?
Are you going to meet a new man?
Yeah.
Many, he says, many, if this is the right man.
Oh.
Are you looking for a new man?
Yeah, like just one would be good. You know, like a special.
Okay. He says you want someone who is kind and hardworking and pleasant to be around.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you want him to do?
Whatever he likes to do.
Well, he says, I can look in on you, but what I'm asking is, what would you like me to do to help you?
Just, you know, tell me where to go to meet him.
Well, okay. Now I'm going to tell you how to talk to him. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get a pencil and paper and write this down.
Okay.
Okay. If you want to talk to him, what you do is you sit in silence, do the Lord's Prayer, if you don't know any
yeah.
other one, wrap yourself in white light, and then call on him. And you will feel his presence. And his presence, yes, sir, I'm there. His presence will come to you in a very, very good way. And when it comes, you must address him. You must call him by name and thank him for coming. And
uh-huh.
then you, if you're quiet, will hear him, hear his thoughts will come to you. And then you can respond with thought,
uh-huh.
not with words. Respond
okay.
with thought. He's actually in school right now, he says, but he would be really happy to communicate with you.
Okay.
Okay, now remember, get all the thoughts out of your head. Get rid of all those thoughts and just
uh-huh.
have a clear head and a clear thought process so that he can add to it and you can send a thought back. Okay?
Okay.
Now remember
to
practice. He might not come, you might not get him the first couple times, but if you practice, it will come. And that goes for anybody listening. That's how you make contact. And don't be afraid, because a contact is always joyous and beautiful.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Holly. God bless.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Let me ask you a question, Ada Marie. Do you work with
yeah.
angels?
Yes,
uh-huh.
I do.
What
I
are the best ways to communicate with angels?
Well, when I was little, you know, sometimes when you go to sleep, angels come around and you wake up and you'll wonder what woke me up. And sometimes it's just a blessed angel that is flying through. And I say, thank you, I have to go back to sleep. And I go back to sleep because I learned when I was little that they just come to protect you or heal you or give you thought, message and thought that you wake up with in the morning. Have you ever woke up in the morning and thought of something you hadn't been thinking about for a while? And you're like,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
mm-hmm.
an angel visit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that comes as a thought form, not a dream. That's the difference.
Well, another experience I have, and I don't know what to make of this, but sometimes I'll have certain thoughts or be thinking of people that have passed on, and I'll
mm-hmm.
get a tingling sensation around the crown of my head.
Right. So you brought them into your presence. So call them by name and speak to them. And sometimes they touch you on the shoulder. In your case, they touch you on the head. And speak to them, and then let your thoughts be silent so you can receive their message. The hard part for people is to let their thoughts be silent so
mm-hmm.
you can receive. Receiving is the hard part. but you will receive if you just clear your thoughts and speak.
Very
to
good.
Them, you know, but thoughts are things. You have to be careful. You have to know that the thoughts you think are what you become. So be careful if you don't want to become something negative. Don't carry a negative thought. My grandma used to scare us to death. She'd say, if you think a bad thing, you're going to get it. Scare us kids to death.
Well, I certainly heard the expression, be careful what you wish for.
Right, because you will get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Shall we take another call?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to area code 863. And what is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Julia.
Hi, Julia. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. This is my birthday.
Happy birthday,
Julia. Oh, happy
Julia.
Birthday to you. Well, say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie. Thank you for opportunity to talk to you.
Well, let me see if I can answer something good for you.
Well, today I turned 55, and I didn't know if perhaps there were some insights about kind of, you know, what this new year for me is, you know, has in store, or anything, you know, good on the horizon, or, you know.
Well, your auric field is very bright today, and it's also very clear. There are no clouds in it, and that's a good thing. Your aura is telling us that you are basically a happy person, and that you allow yourself very little time to feel bad about yourself. So that tells me that many good things could be coming into your experience now, and you can pick and choose which direction you want to go, what you want to work with, or who you want to spend time with. Don't feel obligated to have to go and spend time with people just because they're a relative or because they're a close family member. You seem to be very caught in the family.
Yes. Yep.
If I'm wrong, you correct me.
Oh, well, you're right.
So they take a lot of your time. So now it's time to do something for you and let them do a little bit for themselves. I think that's what this year can give you. It'll give you a lot of changes and a lot of wonderful times if you will let go and let them take care of themselves.
Okay. Well, the things that I'm kind of facing in my life right now is I went through a divorce at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been temporarily living with my mom. And
mm-hmm.
I'm looking to, you know, start moving out on my own, you know, find my own place to live and find employment and just kind of, you know, get my life back on track and, you know, make some new friends and, you know, just kind of start getting on with it, as they say. So,
and you're ready for that.
Yes. So as far as that goes with, you know, finding a place and all that, does that look like something, you know, maybe toward the near future within, say, you know,
it looks
a month
like
or two? Or?
Yeah. The possibility is in front of you. It's just that you have to be careful where you pick and choose. Become aware of the area and the people you're going to be, you know, moving around. Because you have a big heart, and you need to close it up a little bit and take care of yourself.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
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 Well, we'll see.
Right. Right. So, you know, just take care of number one, and go and do things that you enjoy doing. Not because somebody else wants to do it.
Yeah.
And that's been one of your downfalls, is going around and helping people, and they really aren't as appreciative as they should be. So it has not always been such a great thing. So now let's do what
that's
you want to do and find like-minded people.
Yes. Wonderful.
Right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate this. And thank you, David, for the show and for this opportunity to speak with Ada. And it's funny, Ada, my middle name is Marie, too.
Is it?
If that was you. Yes, it's Julia Marie.
Ada Marie, right.
Yep. All right. Well, you guys have a great evening, and thank you for this opportunity. And
you
oh, you're welcome.
All right. Take
you have
care.
A beautiful evening, too, and a wonderful new year for yourself.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Right.
Take
okay.
care.
God bless. God bless you. Well, we have a few more callers. Let's go to area code 917. And what is your name, please?
Oh, this is Ellen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Ellen. God bless. How are you tonight?
Terrific, and thank you so much for taking my call and having this show tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
I would like some help regarding my finances and where they will be now in the next couple of months. As you can imagine, I have some issues that I'm trying to tie up.
Are you careful with your finances, or do you buy at random anything you see?
No, I'm not as careful as I should be. No, I'm not.
I noticed that.
It's like it's not the fun part.
You have to ask yourself three times when you look at something. Do I need this? Is it going to help me? Or is it going to hurt me? Now,
actually,
not
problem is not like
need
I'm
it.
Not an impulse buyer. That's not the issue. The issue is like budgeting. So I understand what you're saying, and I actually think that's a very prudent thing to ask when you're thinking about purchasing things.
Well, if you budget, that's what you do. Are there things you could leave from the budget to save?
Rent is always an issue, and that's you can't really cut down on that.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping in terms of finances, in terms of being able to improve it through work or lottery or anything else.
Well, I don't see you winning a lottery, but I do see you finding a job that is much better than the one you have now. And the people involved in it are very, very helpful and friendly. It's an opportunity that doesn't come very often, but it will be coming within the next maybe 6 to 8 weeks. And when you look at it closely to see if it's something you really want to do.
Actually, I saw something posted today that looked interesting. Is that it or is it something else?
I don't know. It could be what's posted today, but look and see if it's something you want. And see, not only with your eyes, but with your heart. Is this me? Is this something that is good for me?
Yeah.
Remember, you have to live with this. So take a look and see. But you can get a much better job. It'll pay more and it's closer and you won't have to struggle so much.
And thank you for pointing out that issue closer. That has been an issue for me to travel. Thank you.
You're welcome. And good luck.
Thank you so much.
Good night, Alan.
Thank you, David.
Nice to hear your voice. Okay.
Nice to hear your voice, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's very prudent advice. That's what I love about you, Ada Marie, is you're very practical. And, you know, there are a lot of people that call into the show and are concerned about finances and jobs. And, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of worry connected to it. And I think that it's very imperative for people to let go of that worry. What suggestions would you make for letting go and surrendering to more positive thinking?
Well, I will tell you, and I've used it for many years, and I lost my husband and was alone with my children for many years, and my thinking was, okay, Father, now you show me what to do today, and I will do it. And I am requiring, not needing, not wanting, not wishing, because Grandma said those things were useless. I had to require. And I would require. And everybody's laughed at me. I said, okay, the rent was $45 a month in those. I would require that I receive $500 this week in pay, and I would earn it. I would get it.
Mm.
You know why? Because I required it.
There you go.
I'd say, okay, God, a little while back, this actually happened about 6 weeks ago. I had a lady sitting at the table, and she was moaning and groaning because she didn't have any money. And I said to her, I said, you know what? I'm going to tell you, if I wanted $10,000, and I took my hand and I pointed to the sky and I said, okay, Father, I require $10,000 now. David, you're not going to believe this. I was just giving a demonstration of how she should do it.
Mm-hmm.
I received $10,000 as an inheritance.
Well, isn't that something?
I was shocked because I wasn't expecting. I was doing a demonstration. I wasn't expecting anything. So I called her up and I said, you come over here. I want to show you something. And she came over and I said, look it. Do you see this check? When I gave you that demonstration, I actually put it into the ether, pointing to the sky and telling the Father I required $10,000. And there it is, right there.
Mm.
And she couldn't believe it. That's why I called her to come and see the check. But
oh,
if
is
you
the
really
difference...
require something and you really are in the heart, your heart, trust in God, and require it, be careful what you ask for because you will get it. Believe me, you will get it. So if you require something, be sure it's something that is going to fit you or you can use or it fills a need. Don't go off haphazard and ask for something that you really, you know, you're just dreaming about. That don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you require it, you have to from your heart. And I always point up to the sky and I say, okay, Father, we require this and this and this. And it comes. But it's something you have to have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. And when I was in high school, I wore a mustard seed around my neck all the time. I wasn't the A student. I was more like a B student. And I had a hard time taking tests.
Mm-hmm.
I would get a yellow tablet and a yellow pencil and wear my mustard seed to take my test. And I would pass it, usually with a B or a B minus or a C. Because test taking was very hard for me. Everything I knew would fly out the window when I needed to use it.
Well, we all have our own gifts. And my Lord, you are gifted, Ada Marie. And I don't see where that's stopped you from moving ahead in an amazing direction.
Well, you know, every day I do what is given me. That's all I do. David, whatever the day gives me, I take care of. No matter what it is, if I can possibly help, I do that work. People call all the time for stuff, and I zap, 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 zap. A lot of actresses, a lot of singers say, I'm doing a gig, give me a zap. And I'd give them a zap. And they come around and say, oh, it went well. Everything went good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that matters, is that extra added energy to them that they know they're going to do good. It's the knowing.
Mm. How important is it to be specific in our prayers?
It's extremely important. It's extremely to be absolutely certain that you are giving thanks and in a glorious way and you're feeling it from the heart. And when it's heartfelt, it's acted upon.
Beautiful. Well, I love that. Let's return to the phone lines. We have three more people. Do you think you have time to take them all?
Well, I don't know what time we got. We got time if you have.
It's 5:20 your time.
Okay.
All right. I think I recognize this phone number. It looks like Deanna. Is this Deanna?
Good evening, David.
Good evening.
Hello, Ada Marie.
Hi, how are you, Deanna?
Improving.
Good.
I want to remember to say happy birthday to Julia and the best wishes for her.
Wonderful.
Very sweet lady, very nice lady. Good intentions. I've heard her speak before, and happy birthday, Julia. Montana is a place I've always wanted to see. And Wyoming. Montana.
Wyoming and Montana are big prairies.
Yeah.
Miles and miles of nothing. Cage brush and sand. Actually,
but there are mountains.
Hmm?
There are mountains.
Well, yes, we have mountains. The glacier. The western side has mountains. The eastern side is prairie.
Ada, where are the Grand Tetons?
Pardon?
Where are the Grand Tetons?
They're on the divide. They're on the continental divide.
So they're not in Montana and Wyoming?
And they go all the way from they go all the way through the country, all the way to Mexico.
I've been to the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
The Continental Divide.
Right.
And Pikes Peak.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get up to Wyoming, to the place where they filmed Close Encounters. And
uh-huh.
Montana, I know someone who went from Florida, which is where I am, there.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to see a Grand Tetons.
Well, they're beautiful.
Do you feel that I will?
Pardon?
Do you feel that I will?
Of course you will. What do you mean, do I feel like it? Of course you will. You just have to make a date with yourself and decide to go.
I have to draw the course.
Hmm?
I have to draw the course.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, and you can go. And you'll love it.
I think so.
I know so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed your advice, and I've learned from the three or four callers I've heard you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also into natural medications and herbs and all that, so I decided to... When I saw I thought David has a program on that I was a little late, but I thought, okay, I'm going to tune in. And I don't know if you spoke about that during the show earlier.
I'm not sure. I just answered questions. When you set your mind to something and you hold that in your heart, you can make it happen for years and years. After the kids were growing and I had a nursery and I took care of babies, and all that time I was dreaming of having a guest house where people could come for a retreat all by themselves, one person come for 3 days for a retreat here at my guest house. And now if you go on thegoldenoracle.com, you can see my guest house. I have a beautiful little guest house and people can stay for 3 days and we can talk and work. And it's just wonderful, and it's gorgeous. So,
is it in Sedona?
Pardon?
Is it in Sedona?
No, it's in it's north of Tucson. It's in Oracle, Arizona. Oracle out of north of Tucson.
And what is special name? Oracle.
That is it. Yeah, it's the only city in the United States with the name Oracle. So it's just a little tiny place. It's kind of in the wilderness, but it's beautiful. And that's where I do my work when people come for a retreat. That's where we work.
So you are south of Phoenix. I went all the way to Phoenix. I did.
We're
go
south
to the
of
Grand
Phoenix.
Canyon.
We're 100 miles south of Phoenix and 40 miles north of
Tucson.
Tucson, right.
I'd reached Phoenix. just like Glen Campbell's song said, by the time I get to Phoenix, and then my life completely changed when I returned to Florida. But it was a magical trip, seeing the canyon.
You're right.
And first going to New Mexico and seeing, you know, the places mm-hmm. there, Santa Fe and Chama, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was beautiful, but I am afraid of the very cold weather, having lived here so long.
Yeah. So.
Well, Deanna, we're going to need to move on, but I sure hope and pray you'll get to the Grand Tetons. And I believe, like Ada Marie, that if you set an intention, you'll realize that. And I have been there, and it is awe-inspiring.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the pictures when I was in college so many years ago, and I said, mm-hmm. this is one place I want to see. I've seen the others I wanted to see, but not that.
You'll get there.
Well, thank you for calling tonight, Deanna. I wish you the best.
Thank you, David. Always the same to you. And thank you, Ada Marie. God bless.
And God bless you.
I want to keep on listening.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, very good. God bless you, Deanna.
God bless.
Sorry to cut you off there, dear.
That's okay.
Our next caller is Amber. Amber, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Dave said you can connect with the dead.
What?
Dave said that you were able to talk to the dead.
Yes, I can. You can make an appointment and give me a call, and we will try to reach them. My number is 520-896-9510.
Okay. My question is, I don't know, financial?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to raise 3 kids on my own, and I just
want to... I raised 7 on my own. It's no easy job, honey.
Oh, no, it's not. I don't even know what to ask. I guess I'm just worried about the future for them.
Well, if you are working, and they are working, and my kids all, when they got big enough to work. They mowed lawns, they washed windows, they babysat, they did whatever they could do. And today they are very good citizens and hard workers. So make sure that your children learn how to work.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you'll do fine. We didn't have a lot, but we laughed a lot, and we had plenty to eat. We had a roof over our head, and they all had shoes on their feet, glasses on their eyes if they needed them.
Okay.
So just, honey, just pray and ask God to fill a need. If it's needed and it's required, ask that requirement to be given you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
He'll give it to you. I guarantee it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Amber.
Thank you, David.
It's now 5:28 your time. We have one more caller. Are you able to handle that?
Yeah, we'll do that. But then I have to get off the phone quickly here.
I know you do, dear.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time. This will be the last caller of the night, then, folks. This is area code 312. And what is your name, please?
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago. My question is, I've also been looking for a job, trying to increase my financial status right now. I've been taking like herbal baths and just kind of trying to relax, but you know, still keep a good mind frame. I'm kind of wondering if you have any insight on anything that I should continue doing or. Or anything.
What are you doing now?
Oh, I'm looking for an office job, but I've been like taking mint baths and Epsom salt baths and just trying to relax, to focus, concentrate a little bit better.
What you need to do is just, do you have the job now?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
Listen, get a pencil and paper tonight.
Okay.
sit down and write down the kind of a job you would like to have, the kind of people you want to work with, the distance you want to travel to get to work, and the amount of money you would like to have, whatever it is, per month.
Okay.
Write it and then rewrite it until you get it just right. Then put it under your pillow every night, and that job
okay.
will come.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Sounds
I've
good.
Told that to a lot of people, and shockingly enough, they get a job.
Okay. Okay.
So try
I'll
it.
Give it a try. Okay.
Okay.
Give it a try. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
All
thank
right,
you.
Karen. Good night. God bless. Well, Ada Marie, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it myself. So we will talk soon.
That sounds good.
Okay.
So once again, we come to a close. Let's
That's
pause
right.
and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
Amen.
Good night, and
you
God
can,
bless.
You can, yes, and God will help you realize it. And good night.
Good night, Ada Marie.
Good night, David.